JMI Wealth Time, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Bit doer?
Yes, it was. So this is the quarterly survey of business opinion. I just wanted to put a bit of context around this, Mike, because lots of focus on the central bank today, no change expected. But as we talked about yesterday, it's really about how the rest of the year unfolds. At the moment, there is uncertainty around that. So the context here is we had the release of your quarter four growth numbers recently, GDP. At the same time as that, you had the ANZ Business Outlook, ANZ Roy Morgan Consumer Confidence Surveys, and both of those surveys were affected materially by that weak print in the fourth quarter growth numbers, technical recession, double-dip recession, and that really knocked confidence, it really knocked sentiment. So NZIA yesterday released their quarterly survey. So we were looking to see whether there were similar themes coming through after that sort of growth revelation or lack of growth revelation. Because we saw a bounce in confidence post the election. We saw those fragile tendrils sneaking out into the sort of haze of negativity out there. But there's a real possibility that those tendrils now get squashed because the QSBO confirmed that slump in confidence that we saw in those two ANZ business surveys. Business confidence fell 14 points, quite a big fall, to minus 24, consistent with the direction of travel in the ANZ survey, but even more pronounced. So a net 24% of businesses in the March quarter see a deterioration in the general economic outlook. Activity measures weakened. We were seeing some relief in cost and pricing indicators, which is good, but domestic trading activity fell 30 points to minus 23. That's a material decline from one quarter to the next. So you're really seeing the impact that interest rates are having. It is the intended effect, of course. But now there's the overlay of the confirmation of weak activity, the potential for rising unemployment, and then you can't ignore the intended reduction in government spending, public sector cutbacks there as well. So the building sector is highlighted, and at 54% of building sector firms expected deterioration activity there. Last quarter, it was actually a net 8% expecting an improvement. So big turnaround there. Services sector has been a bit of a shining light. Confidence has fallen there. You've got a sharp pullback in hiring and investment intentions. God, this is all really positive stuff, isn't it, Mike? A key issue here, labour, the availability of labour as a limiting factor for production, that is now below pre-pandemic levels. Labour is not the problem anymore. The problem is sales and demand. So, look, the survey, I think, will confirm where the RBNZ thinks the economy is tracking. Yeah. What it needs to see now, Mike, is it needs to see runs on the board with actual inflation outcomes, or at least some indication that they're going to get the runs on the board. So we've got a Q1 CPI number, 17th of April. Look forward to that.
Well, do we? It depends what it says, of course. Let's go to a country that seems to be having got its act together, the US. So we've got earnings season.
Yeah, so I just want to talk quickly about this because it's been such a great start to the year. So let's get positive, shall we? Because it's been a great start to the year for investors. 2023, or ended up being a good year for investors. That's carried through to the start of this year. So if you'd owned, for instance, say an ETF on the S&P 500 index and it was unhedged, you'd have got a 17% return in the first quarter. Happy days. That's 10% in US dollar terms, but then weaker New Zealand dollar as well. Very healthy return. Later this week, spotlight comes back on company performance. We've got first quarter results season kicking off on Friday evening, so you can get up on Saturday morning and check out all the numbers. And as usual, you've got, of course you will. And as usual, you've got the big financials reporting, JP Morgan, Citigroup, Wells Fargo. But attention closely focused on the Magnificent Seven, or they're now being referred to the Fab Five or the Fab Four, because Tesla and Apple, they're not as magnificent as they were last year. These mega cap companies have been doing a lot of the heavy lifting with index performance. So the 10 largest companies in the S&P 500 are expected to grow sales by 15%, earnings up 23%. The other 490 companies, lower sales growth and probably anemic earnings. So it's all about the big companies. So I can't wait for that reporting season.
We are fizzing. What are the numbers?
Well, at the moment, the Dow Jones down 130 points, 0.34%, 38,763. The S&P 500 is down around 20 points, 5183, and the NASDAQ down 22 points, 16,232 at the moment. Overnight, the FTSE lost 0.11%, 7934. The Nikkei, though, yesterday was up just over 1%, 39,773. Little change on the Shanghai Composite, 3048. The Aussies on the ASX 200 gained 0.45%, 7824 the close there. The NZX 50 lost 57 points, 0.47%, closing at 11,916. One Kiwi dollar on the wholesale markets will buy you 0.6050 US, 0.9145 Aussie, 0.5574 Euro, 0.4777 pounds, 91.78 Japanese yen. Gold continues to be as strong as an ox, $2,346, and Brent crude holding around the $90 level, $89.42.
Yeah, well, mate, catch up tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.